The Third Year, Chapter 1, Windy Poplars, Spooks Lane, September 8th. Dearest, the summer is over, the summer in which I have seen you only that weekend in May, and I am back at Windy Poplars for my third and last year in Summerside High. Catherine and I had a delightful time together at Green Gables, and I'm going to miss her dreadfully this year. The new junior teacher is a jolly little personage, chubby and rosy and friendly as a puppy, but somehow there's nothing more to her than that. She has sparkling, shallow blue eyes with no thought behind them. I like her. I'll always like her, neither more nor less. There's nothing to discover in her. There was so much to discover in Catherine when you once got past her guard. There is no change at Windy Poplars. Yes, there is. The old red cow has gone to her long home, so Rebecca Dew sadly informed me when I came down to supper Monday night. The widows have decided not to bother with another one, but to get milk and cream from Mr. Cherry. This means that little Elizabeth will come no more to the garden gate for her new milk. But Mrs. Campbell seems to have grown reconciled to her coming over here when she wants to, so that does not make so much difference now. And another thing is brewing. Aunt Kay told me, much to my sorrow, that they have decided to give Dusty Miller away as soon as they can find a suitable home for him. When I protested, she said they were really driven to it for peace's sake. Rebecca Dew has been constantly complaining about him all summer, and there seems to be no other way of satisfying her. Poor Dusty Miller. And he is such a nice, prowly, purry darling. Tomorrow, being Saturday, I'm going to look after Mrs. Raymond's twins while she goes to Charlottetown to the funeral of some relative. Mrs. Raymond is a widow who came to our town last winter. Rebecca Dew and the Windy Poplars widows. Really, Summerside is a great place for widows. Think her a little too grand for Summerside. But she was really a wonderful help to Catherine and me in our dramatic club activities. One good turn deserves another. Gerald and Geraldine are 8 and are a pair of angelic-looking youngsters, but Rebecca Dew pulled a mouth, to use one of her own expressions, when I told her what I was going to do. But I love children, Rebecca. Children, yes, but them's holy terrors, Miss Shirley. Mrs. Raymond doesn't believe in punishing children no matter what they do. She says she's determined they'll have a natural life. They take people in by that saintly look of theirs. But I've heard what her neighbors have to say of them. The minister's wife called one afternoon. Well, Mrs. Raymond was sweet as sugar pie to her. But when she was leaving, a shower of Spanish onions came flying down the stairs, and one of them knocked her hat off. Children always behave so abominably when you specially want them to be good, was all Mrs. Raymond said. Kinder as if she was rather proud of them being so unmanageable. They're from the States, you know. As if that explained everything. Rebecca has about as much use for Yankees as Mrs. Lynde has.